So the sleep out's tomorrow night. And tell us a little bit about some of the people who have signed up to participate.
You know, it's normal Sydney siders. You know, it's a range of people who are... two objectives we've had for the event is one, just to raise the issue of homelessness and look at practical solutions where we can assist, especially some of those client groups that you've talked about, young people and older women, you know, really, really rising levels of homelessness. And the people who are sleeping over, quite a lot of Link Housing staff, some of the people from Burdekin, one of the recipients of the funds and women's community shelters, and then a number of our sponsors, people who work for our sponsors primarily. So a real range of people.
That's great. And so what are you planning to do with the funds that you raised this year?
Okay, well, when we did it 2 years ago, we raised around just over 120,000, and we donated all of it to the Burdekin Association, which is a charity for young homeless people that we've worked with for 25 years. This year, we're aiming to raise more funds, and we were going to split it between three charities. We were going to give a third to the Burdekin Association for focusing on young homeless people, a third to Women's Community Shelters, which are an absolute awesome charity that focus on older women and women escaping domestic violence and families. And then a third of the money will go to the Link Housing Scholarship Program. Link Housing's got around 4,000 homes with about 6,000 people scattered around Sydney. So our focus is metropolitan Sydney. And it's to give people a little bit of a help if they've got education, training, vocational qualifications they want to pursue, just to assist them. Because the home's important, it's the beginning. But, you know, we can do a lot more than that if we work together and help people. So three things that we're pushing the funds to this time round.
Yeah, great. And so Australia's a wealthy country, or so we're told, but our numbers of homelessness are on the rise. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think one of the... There's very complex interrelated factors, but one of them is actually trying to just raise awareness of how big an issue this is in Australia, because Australia is a wealthy country. Australia is a fair country. But we need to focus and get people's attention that homelessness doesn't have to be there in Australia. We can resolve it if we all want to resolve it. But over the last 5 or 10 years, it's certainly been compounded by house prices rising, rents rising especially in all the capital cities and the regional cities. So accommodation has become more expensive. Younger people are priced out. And if people don't have a few paychecks, they can quickly find themselves from being very stable to being on the cusp of homelessness.
Wow. And Andrew, you've actually worked in the community housing sector here and in the UK for quite a long time now, like close to 25 years. What drives your passion for it?
I just think I found a niche that I'm incredibly fortunate to have found. I really like people. You know, I enjoy working with people. The tenants that we house are fantastic people. And it's really brilliant to see people's journey. Often our team interact with tenants or applicants at their most vulnerable. And that when you then provide people with a stable home and treat them as a person, you just see people flourish. And giving people dignity and respect and letting them just run their own lives. So, you know, we as a small organisation, you know, with 4,000 homes, we aim to empower people and not be too paternalistic. You know, collect the rent, do the repairs, and engage and listen to people. And by working with our support partners, so Women's Community Shelters, we work with a lot. Burdekin, we work with a lot. So we generally provide the housing. And if people require specialist support, we don't do that. We rely on experts like, you know, Burdekin and Women's Community Shelters, who provide awesome support to people. And that helps people not just give them the key and abandon them, but if they need some support, if they've come through trauma, giving them that support so they can stand up and they can lead a successful future.
Yeah, and help them get back on their feet. I think the important word you said there was empowering them. So not just kind of throwing something at them, but, you know, providing them some support and some guidance to actually make their way back on their own terms. Andrew, look, thank you so much for that. I know there's still time to register for the sleep out. And if you're a bit of a wuss like me and can't brave that, you can actually go online and donate to other sleepies. So we will have links to all of that on the 2SER website. And also, if you missed the start of the story, you can find the podcast on our website as well. Andrew McNulty, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Wilhelmina. That's brilliant of you. Really, really welcome the publicity and the profile.
Yeah,
thank
and you. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thank you, Wilhelmina.